Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
This is Deanna. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Teresa, today. This request is from Michael. He's asking for prayers because he is having health issues that are very painful. Heavenly Father, we entrust Michael to your mercy, asking for your healing hand to be upon him as he faces painful health issues. Lord, we know that you are the God who heals, and we trust in your power to bring relief and restoration. Please ease Michael's pain and bring comfort to his body and spirit as he endures this trial. Your word in Jeremiah 30:17 says, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord." We hold on to this promise, asking that you restore Michael's health and take away the pain he is suffering. Grant him peace and strength as he trusts in your care. We ask for wisdom and guidance for the doctors and caregivers who are working to help him, and for your grace to sustain Michael in every moment. In Jesus' name, we pray for healing, relief, and strength for Michael. Amen.
From Deb, please pray that God will give Owen peace and take away his anxiety and panic attacks. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of trust, lifting up Owen to you, asking for your peace to flood his soul. Lord, you know the anxiety and panic that he is facing, and we ask that you calm the storm within him. Grant him your perfect peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Your word in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 reminds us, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We pray that this peace would guard Owen's heart and mind, freeing him from the grip of anxiety and fear. Lord, we ask that you restore his sense of calm and well-being, and help him to trust in your presence with him at all times. Guide him through each moment, reminding him that you are his refuge and strength. In Jesus' name, we pray for peace, healing, and comfort for Owen. Amen.
From Brenda, she is requesting big prayers for her nephew, Reese. He is facing spinal surgery for scoliosis. He has an MRI scheduled to check for any other issues as well. He needs prayers that this test comes back clear. If other issues are found, he will have to see a neurosurgeon and face another surgery before the main one is done. He is 13 years old and he's really scared. Also, please pray for his mom, Barbara, for strength to get through this, and safe travels to San Antonio for his appointments. Heavenly Father, we lift up Reese to you in this time of need, asking for your healing hand to be upon him as he faces spinal surgery for scoliosis. Lord, We pray for peace to calm his fears and for strength as he prepares for the MRI. We ask that the tests come back clear with no additional issues found and that you guide every step of his medical care. Your word in Psalm 46:1 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We ask that you be Reese's refuge during this time, giving him courage and trust in your care. Protect him as he faces this challenging journey and work through the hands of the doctors and medical staff. We also pray for Barbara, his mother, asking that you grant her strength and peace of mind. Guide her as she supports Reese and give her the endurance to face this challenge with faith. May your presence surround them both as they travel to San Antonio for the appointments, keeping them safe on their journey. In Jesus' name, we pray for healing, strength, and peace for Reese and his family. Amen.
From Anonymous, please pray with me. My workplace is very toxic, and I am really trying to stay positive. Heavenly Father, we come before you lifting up this prayer request for peace and strength in a difficult work environment. Lord, you know the challenges faced each day, and we ask for your grace to cover this person as they strive to remain positive amidst the toxicity. Fill their heart with your peace and shield them from negativity, helping them to shine your light even in dark places. Your word in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7 says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." We pray that you guard their heart and mind with your peace, giving them strength to endure and wisdom to navigate every situation with grace. Help them to focus on what is good and true, and surround them with your love. If it be your will, Lord, we ask for a transformation in their workplace, bringing harmony and cooperation where there is tension. In Jesus' name we pray for protection, positivity, and peace. Amen.
From Rick, prayers would be appreciated for my healing and peace of mind. Heavenly Father, we lift up Rick to you, asking for your healing power and peace to cover him. Lord, you know the challenges he faces, and we trust in your ability to bring restoration to both body and mind. We ask that you grant him the healing he needs, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, and that you provide him with peace beyond understanding. Your word in John 14:27 reminds us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." We pray this over Rick, Lord, that you fill his heart with your divine peace, calming his mind and removing any anxieties or fears. Guide him through this season with your grace, and may he feel your presence close to him. In Jesus' name, we pray for healing, comfort, and peace of mind for Rick. Amen.
From Amber, thanks everyone for the prayers for my mother. The surgery was a success. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you with hearts full of gratitude, giving thanks and praise for Amber's mother and the success of her surgery. We are overjoyed by your goodness and faithfulness, Lord, and we lift your name high in thanksgiving. Your word in Psalm 47, verses 6 through 7, reminds us to sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Today, we sing praises for your healing power and for guiding the hands of the doctors who performed the surgery. We celebrate this victory and give all the glory to you, our loving and merciful God. Thank you for answering our prayers, and we trust that you will continue to watch over Amber's mother as she recovers. May your peace and strength be with her and her family during this time of healing. In Jesus' name, we pray, we give thanks and praise. Amen.
This is from an anonymous person. Lord, I pray you show me grace and mercy with what I have been dealing with. I pray you forgive me for any sins I have committed. In Jesus' name, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humility and a heart seeking your grace and mercy. You are a God of compassion and forgiveness, and we trust in your promise to cleanse and restore us when we turn to you. Your word in 1 John 1-9 reminds us, if we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we stand on this promise, asking that you forgive all sins that have been committed, both known and unknown, and bring restoration and peace. We also look to Psalm 51, verse 1 and 2, which says, have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out all my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Just as King David prayed for forgiveness and cleansing, we too ask that you wash away any guilt or burden and renew a right spirit within us. Thank you, Lord, for your gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, and we pray in his name for the grace to walk in righteousness. We trust in your unfailing love and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Anonymous, please pray for my brother Luke. He is in a terrible way. He has schizophrenia, his mind is in an awful way, and is homeless, skin and bone. He struggles to eat. My elderly mother is beside herself and is praying that he is alive and for a miracle. Heavenly Father, we come before you with a heavy heart, lifting up Luke and his family in prayer. Lord, you know the struggles he is facing, both in body and mind. We ask for your healing hand to be upon him in a powerful way, restoring him to health and providing him with the care and shelter he desperately needs. Your word in Psalm 34, verses 17 through 18 says, when the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Father, we cry out to you on Luke's behalf, asking that you rescue him from this dark place. Bring peace to his mind and healing to his body, and let him know that you are with him, even in his suffering. We also pray for Luke's elderly mother, who is deeply distressed. Give her strength, comfort, and the assurance that you are watching over her son. We ask for a miracle, Lord, for nothing is impossible for you. Surround this family with your love and bring them hope in this time of great need. In Jesus' name, we pray for healing, restoration, and peace. Amen.
From Amber, My mother, Holly Eden, is having triple bypass surgery. I wanted to ask for prayers for her to make it through and have a strong recovery. She is the kindest, most gentle, loving, caring person I have ever met, and I'm honestly very scared to lose her. Heavenly Father, we lift up Amber's mother, Holly, to you as she prepares for her triple bypass surgery. Lord, we ask that you guide the hands of the surgeons and all medical staff, granting them wisdom and skill as they care for her. We pray that your healing presence surrounds Holly and that you give her strength to make it through the surgery and recover fully. Your word in Isaiah 41:10 reminds us, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." We pray this over Holly and Amber now, trusting that you will uphold them both during this difficult time. Fill Holly's heart with peace and restore her health according to your will. We also pray for Amber, Lord. Comfort her in her fear and surround her with your love. Remind her that you are the God of life and healing, and that you are with her mother every step of the way. May your peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard their hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, we pray for protection, strength, and a full recovery for Holly. Amen.
Emily Gerard has updated us on the status of her stepdad, Mark Fiorentino, who was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He is scheduled for a very complicated and risky surgery next week. Emily has asked for prayers that he makes it through and has a good recovery. Heavenly Father, your word tells us in Psalm 34, verse 18, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." We ask you to be near Mark, his wife Sue, and all their family and friends. Strengthen them, help them, and uphold Mark in your righteous right hand. Lord, you are our great physician, and we ask for your healing hand to be upon Mark as he faces this complicated surgery. Guide the doctors and medical team with your wisdom and skill so they can perform this procedure successfully. We pray for a smooth and swift recovery, that you would restore Mark to full health and grant him many more years of life with his loved ones. Thank you, Father, for your unending grace and the gift of your healing power. We trust in your will and place Mark into your capable and loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.